Welcome, everyone. We're going to get started. My name is Warren Phillips. I'm on the line with Dr. Jennifer Shoup and Dr. Dan Pompa, two chiropractors that are making a massive difference in their communities and have amazing clinics that are helping a lot of people. And the reason many of you are on the call tonight, you've found this call through Facebook, through emails, through many different ways, and you're not going to be disappointed. The information through this interview of Dr. Pompa and Dr. Jennifer Shoup is going to be absolutely life-changing to your practice. So get a pen and pencil. If you're in front of your computer, we're going to go look at some websites and do some things tonight. So get ready for an amazing call. And Dr. Pompa, I'm going to turn the call over to you. Welcome.
Yeah, hello. I am Dr. Pompa, and I'm very proud to interview Jennifer Shoup this evening. As some of you on the call, most of you may know me, or at least have watched some of my videos. Some of you have been to some of my seminars, and welcome. I can't wait to see you all in October. That is our next seminar, by the way. Matter of fact, Warren, what is the date for our next seminar? I don't even know. What is it?
October 1st through the 3rd.
Yeah, so hopefully some of you all will be joining us, new people as well. But Jennifer, that's where I met you. So, you know, how did you end up here? And I know that your practice changed dramatically after coming to one of my seminars. And really the purpose of tonight's call is I want to, you know, we've had a request from a lot of the doctors who have been to my seminars just for some ongoing education. And marketing was one of the requests. You know, how are some of these doctors, Dr. Pompa, that have come to your seminar, what are they doing that, you know, they're growing their practice, and especially this new type of practice, which we'll talk a little bit about tonight. When that request came to me, the first person I thought of that we need to interview was you, Dr. Jennifer. And you came to one of my seminars, and you just didn't come and learn a lot of amazing information that may or may not have changed your life. You changed your practice. You immediately came back and said, this is the type of practice that I want to do. So, you know, walk us through that. I don't even remember what seminar you were at, but walk us through that process.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be able to provide this information for you guys. I was doing some screenings and marketing at our office in the community, and had booths at different things, and found that chiropractic alone, people weren't drawn to that. People are interested in more than what I had to offer, and I was getting frustrated. And so they were asking questions about different tests that I didn't necessarily know a lot about, and about different conditions that I felt, you know, chiropractic can help with a certain extent, but I couldn't get to them at a deeper level like I needed to. So I came to my first seminar in February of this year and learned so much information and learned actually about being able to get people well and offering people the best care that I knew I could provide and feel comfortable and confident in recommending different things to people. And I've just seen a massive change in my life and my family's life, my staff, and also my patients' lives. So it's really changed a lot of people's lives already in just a short amount of time.
Yeah, you know, I know, Jen, when I had met you, and I did a lecture out in Minnesota not that long ago, and I got to spend a little bit of time with you anyway, at least get to know you better. And the one thing that I took away was the fact that you are one of those people like myself that I feel if I can't do 100% or if I'm not doing 100% for my patients, then that affects my practice. I'm very black and white, you know, and if there's a contradiction in my philosophy, if there's a contradiction in what I feel I'm preaching and giving, then it really has a large effect on me. And at one time, I had a very, I wouldn't say a high volume practice. You know, I was seeing 800-some people a week. You know, it's high volume to some, maybe low volume to others, but any respect, I think when you look at the national average, that would be considered high volume. But yet I was very not fulfilled, let's put it that way. And I was very frustrated because I really wasn't practicing what I preached, in the sense that I was talking about all the major diseases that that we were, you know, able to help. And, you know, I really live the philosophy of chiropractic. I do. I mean, you know, my philosophy that has resonated even as I was sick myself, debilitatingly ill for 4 years, the philosophy ran deep then. It's, you know, we remove interference and let the body do the healing. And I would not step away from that philosophy even as I was sick. So that philosophy was part of my practice. However, I started getting these patients like myself in my practice that I just couldn't help. And it really just dragged me down. To the point where it dragged my high-volume practice down as well. And I know there's so many people, chiropractors out there like that. And Jen, you know, you definitely were one of them because, like I said, that was the thing that really hurt you is that, you know, if you couldn't give 100% or offer what you felt was the best, then you just couldn't grow a practice.
Right. And I was doing different nutrition things that I thought was right. And I thought that myself and my family were eating healthy. But after going to your seminar, I came away with a wealth of information and just have changed my life too, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But we can talk about some of the marketing information because I know that's what the people on the line want to hear right now, and we can get going with that if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we do, I do want to ask one more question. So, okay, what is your, we talk about creating a healthcare center of the future, and I think there's, like I said, there's a lot of people who are at our seminar on the phone tonight, and there's a lot of people who are brand new. Let me just describe what that looks like, and then I want you to kind of describe your practice, because most people that come to our seminar, their practice takes an absolute different face when they come home from the seminar, and that's one thing we really pride ourselves in is, you know, we teach you how to make your practice look different. You know, we're talking about not just, you know, we believe strongly, you know, chiropractic is a piece of the puzzle of getting very, very sick people well today, especially what I call new millennium diseases, unexplainable illnesses, which is really an epidemic today. Diseases that are what I teach caused by inflammation. However, if you're just adjusting people, it is only one piece of the puzzle. I feel a very important piece of the puzzle. However, you're never going to touch these major diseases today just by adjusting people. And I think as chiropractors, that may be a little bit frustrating, and it's almost heresy. But if we're honest with ourselves, we will realize, and if we talk to old-time chiropractors who used to see miracle after miracle in their practice, if we're all intellectually honest with ourselves, we are very frustrated that we don't see enough of those miracles. And all of us go through the same process of, like, changing our techniques, you know, studying, you know, perhaps what we feel is the technique that's going to bring us more of these miracle cases, and it always falls short. However, when we start addressing what we call chemical subluxation, which is a new millennium problem, it's an epidemic of the present and a bigger epidemic in the future, all of a sudden now we're able to transform lives at a different level. So this is the type of practice that we're talking about. These are the healthcare centers of the future, a practice that is dealing with chemical subluxation, physical subluxation, and even to some degree emotional subluxation. But again, when we're talking about transforming a practice, we're talking about really addressing and staying within our philosophy, and that is removing the interference and letting the body do the healing. But today there's a different interference, and it is chemical interference. We're talking about neurotoxins like no other time in the history of man that we are confronted with. The seminar and our practices now, like yours, Jen, are really, you know, set up to deal with this epidemic. And I believe in my heart that chiropractors have been given a special mission, a special purpose to really uphold and stand in the gap of this epidemic. If we do not address this epidemic, then who is? If we don't stand in the gap, who will? And I believe that if you are not an office that is addressing both chemical subluxation and physical subluxation, then I believe in my heart that you will not be one of these offices that are just going to be a waiting list office, just, you know, like my nutrition office is. And I believe in my heart that God has used our offices and is growing this because of the growing epidemic. So, Jen, what does your office look like now, and then we'll get into the marketing.
Right. Previously it was just chiropractic adjusting and doing some nutrition. And chiropractic, like you had mentioned, is absolutely my philosophy, you know. And as you said, chemical subluxations are so prevalent in our society today. We need to address them as well to see the amazing results that they had seen in the past. And so chiropractic is a foundation of my office, but then along with that, the nutrition is another aspect in addressing all these different toxins and different things that people are exposed to, and then seeing amazing results from it. And in shorter periods of time than I've seen before in the past with anything else that I've ever used.
Yeah, and I want to say this because, you know, it is frustrating to me. We have the MDs on one side throwing medication and chasing symptoms. And we as chiropractors, we're quick to criticize that, and, you know, hey, you know, we are as well. However, we have the other side. We have most people on the alternative side either throwing new age solutions or they're throwing just vitamins at it and really just chasing the symptoms with that. And our philosophy really says, hey, look, you know, we want to remove the interference. And chemical subluxation is the interference. However, I get very, very frustrated in the alternative world as I do in the medical world because there are so many gimmicks and there's so many just fly-by-night things when it comes to detox. And I encourage any of you on the phone to get and at least go to my website. Warren later will can direct you there or even Jen's website, but and really learn more about what we call true cellular detox because it's not a colon cleanse. It's not a liver cleanse. It's not a foot bath. And I can go on and on. And it's not just taking some herbal remedies and drinking apple cider vinegar. True cellular detox is how I got my life back. I know Jen, I'm sure, has her own story. Warren, who introduced this call, has his own story. And the thousands of patients and doctors that, you know, have been with us, they can tell theirs. But true cellular detox is the heart of what we teach. And it really is something that we desire to bring to the world and to the planet because it is one of the solutions. And I know, and Jen, you've heard me say this, I don't ever boast or claim to have all the answers. But I know that we've been gifted to have some really unique answers. I suffered for it. And I know so many of the doctors, even on the phone right now tonight, have suffered for it as well. And God willing, we'll get more answers. But I know we have something totally unique, and we're teaching something that's completely unique, and it's true, and it really does work. So, all right, with that said, you know, Jen, and I know it's transformed your practice, and I know your life, but we promised to bring some of these marketing things because, look, let's face it, if we have the answers, and I know we do have some unique answers, if we can't get the patients into your offices and if we can't be successful, then we are not going to make a difference. We're not going to change our community. We're definitely not going to change the planet. So tell us and share with us some of the things that you've done because I've watched your practice transform and I've watched, you know, obviously your marketing transform. I've watched your, you know, your health transform. So share us some of the things that you're doing.
Right. For marketing, we do many different things, but majority of it has been using our own patients that we currently have. So we haven't thrown a lot of money at it, and we've seen a lot of results from it. So using our current patient base and marketing to them and letting them know because, let's face it, people want this information. They're looking for places for this information, and they're not able to find it. And if you aren't able to offer that to your patients, you definitely need to get to the seminar because you need to learn how to do this. We've also created different flyers. We do nutrition cafe classes, burst training classes, and I'll talk about what we do with those in a little bit. But also Facebook, and make sure to target, you know, coin terms, convert from a sugar burner to a fat burner, actually be able to lose weight, suffering from different symptoms, you know, different key terms that you want to make sure that you're using. In our office, once a quarter, we do what's called a rev up night. Where we sample different products, talk about our nutrition and about chiropractic and about the cellular healing diet, which we tell people it's not just a diet, it's a lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle. We also do email blasts in our office to our database twice a month, where we do one newsletter, which is educational, and one with information on classes that are coming up. We've partnered with counselors. This is a big one for you guys who've been to the seminars and that know about these things. We've partnered with counselors and therapists because those people are really sick and they need help. And some of the counselors and therapists that we've partnered with are seeing amazing results on these people that they never thought were going to turn around. We've also partnered with personal trainers and with gyms to be able to do some of the burst training classes there. And to teach people about that, and they market for us as well there. And also we've partnered with restaurant owners because they're seeing changes in their lives and partnering with them to get different different entree options on the menu. So that way when people go there, they're able to eat like they want to eat because we all want to go out for dinner now and then and not have to cook for ourselves or our families. And we don't really have a lot of options when it comes to eating like we want and should be eating. And then, so that's just some of the stuff that we're doing.
All right, Jennifer, you just went over a lot of really good points. So let's back up a second and let's talk about some of these things individually. You know, the one thing I do want to point out is that, and I think you found this out on your own, is that chiropractic doesn't market. You realize that. I mean, unless you're marketing pain, people think of chiropractors as pain doctors. But even that, it's just it's too much too hard of a market. However, topics that you learn at the seminar, like weight loss, they do market. And by the way, for those of you who haven't heard any of our calls or, you know, or any of our seminars, the real cause of weight loss resistance today is toxicity. The inability to lose weight despite what you eat and even how much you exercise, it really boils down to toxicity, especially these certain neurotoxins that hormonally affect your patients. And believe me, this is a growing epidemic, and it stems into many unexplainable symptoms and conditions as well. But, you know, just to offer, you know, a real solution, you know, for these patients really opens up your marketing and your practice. But anyways, so, Jen, you mentioned nutrition cafes, and I know some of our nutrition cafes expanded our practice as a way to bring new patients in because it's much easier for your patients to bring friends into the office on subjects like weight loss resistance or hormones or the proper way to train for weight loss than it is, hey, come to this chiropractic talk. So let's give these people what a nutrition cafe looks like, and let's talk about that so they understand what the heck we're talking about. So tell us about what you did when you started doing nutrition cafes.
Sure. Nutrition cafes, we have a limited number of seats that are available, and we charge $10 a person for it because I did the first one.
Value. That's value because if right. It's free, then it's something that you're marketing, right? So that's really smart. I hope everyone took notes on that. Go ahead.
Right. And you need to get paid for your time when you're taking time and your staff. You know, this is valuable information. Mm-hmm. So in that class, we kind of touched on what happens when we eat certain things, what happens to our bodies when we eat them, which I learned from the seminar, what toxins can do to your bodies and where they come from, so showing them, you know, different things and what kind of toxins are in these certain things, and then also changes that they need to make in their diet or their lifestyle. Like I say in the class, they need to change their lifestyle. It's not just a diet. It's not short-term. It's a lifestyle that they need to make. And as you mentioned, this is a way for others to hear about, you know, your office outside of chiropractic, mm-hmm. and a way for people to find you to do nutrition consults. So at those classes, we always make sure that we have flyers for people to give it to others on the next nutrition cafe class. And then also we have flyers for people to hand out on our burst training class because it kind of works hand in hand, the exercise along with the dietary or lifestyle changes. At those classes, we also hand out samples like food and supplements that are available in our office. So different options that people can have. And sometimes, for every class I make a cheesecake too to tell them that they can eat healthy stuff that actually tastes really good. So they know it's not going to be depriving them of all these different things that they think it's, you know, that a lifestyle change would. We also talk about the testing that we're able to do in our office and ways that we're able to help people on a deeper level. So if people just want to take from the class the information that they've learned for nutrition, they're more than welcome to. But it's for people that have a lot more deeper problems, we're able to help them with these different tests that we're able to offer in the office. So also at that class, we offer, if they come to the class, it's $125 for the initial consult for the nutrition if they get approved via the interview process, if we accept them as a nutrition patient. And then also we do a special for $29 for chiropractic initial visit, which includes x-rays as well at the class. So we market chiropractic and nutrition consults at the class. And you know, even though we're not talking a lot about chiropractic, it is a piece of the puzzle, as you had mentioned. And then another thing that we do that's been very important at our Nutrition Cafe class is to have other people there that it's changed their lives and have live testimonials.
Right,
there.
Yeah.
And so it just, you know, these people are so excited about the changes that it's helped them in their lives and they're different people.
Yeah.
So making sure
we
have that at the
Yeah, I always say if you can't close people at one of these nutrition cafes, then, you know, forget it. Because after they hear information they've never heard before, and again, some of the people on the phone, Jim, may think, oh, gosh, yeah, I'm doing classes like that about fruits and vegetables and different things. Now, it's totally different than what you think. You know, just showing them the different testing that we do, you know, telling them that, look, you know, a total cholesterol actually means nothing. It's this test that you need, and then going over that test, or your doctor may run an estrogen progesterone on you, but if they're not looking at the ratio of good and bad estrogen, you know, then literally, you know, you're at major cancer risk. Everybody wants these tests, and they've never heard of them before. When you talk about the proper heavy metal test to do, and, you know, if they're in a sick building and what biotoxic test to run, everybody wants these tests. So guess what? You convert them into patients very easily. And then, Jen, one other thing, you know, you just kind of slid over, is that something we teach at the seminar is that we don't want to accept everybody. We have an interview process for these patients. You have to build value. I mean, chiropractors, we have been just the opposite training in the sense that, you know, we just line them up and we'll take everyone that walks in the door, and we do the opposite. You know, we interview people and we make sure that these people are ready for this change and are going to do it and follow our ways, and we make it more arduous to become a patient. But what it does is it builds major value. So we charge for our time. We build value. I mean, I charge for my initial appointment. I discounted at $375. However, a package of visits, and this is something we teach at the seminar, you know, you're looking at anywhere between $2,000, $3,000, whatever, for a package of, you know, in my office, it's 5 to 7 visits. And by the way, 3 of those visits are with me. So it's very little of my time for a lot more money, and that doesn't include the supplements, and that doesn't include the testing. That is just for our time. So anyways, that's what we do. And again, that doesn't include chiropractic, by the way. That's a separate charge for that. Anyways, we do teach that at the seminar, and this is, you know, Jennifer, do you do all the nutrition consults in your office?
I do right now, but that's okay. Something that'll probably be phasing out in the future.
Right, and that's okay because I did all of them in my office in the beginning as well, and I have touch with every nutrition patient. I just do only 3 visits out of the 5 or 7, depending on what package we do. But anyways, we have obviously, you know, we have a system that works. But these nutrition cafes are critical. And how often do you do them, Jen?
I do them once a month.
Okay.
Because for me, I just don't have enough time. You know, time with my family is very important. And as I'm sure it is with everybody else on the line tonight, that was my number one thing. I need to be able to have time with my family, too. I have to have a life-work balance. So I do them once a month, and then we fill all the seats, and we charge $10 a person for it. So it's really been beneficial for both myself in the office, but also the people that are attending. And they tell a lot of other people about it, too, because it's not just chiropractic, as we had mentioned before.
Yeah, I think it's important, and I like how you limit the amount of seats. You know, you fill the seats. And I like the fact that you only do it once a month, frankly, because that way, you know, it makes it more exclusive. People are ready for the next one, the next topic, you know, and everything is exclusive. We don't accept every patient. And, you know, and at my cafes, I put some of the testing up. I show them some of the unique testing that we're doing, and people get very excited about that. Obviously, you get a patient out of it one way or another. Of course, offering the chiropractic and on the front end, sometimes we gain patients, you know, chiropractic patients right away. Sometimes we gain them on the back end, you know, and they would come in as a nutrition patient, and then as they would understand as chiropractic being a piece of the puzzle, you end up getting them, you know, down the road, maybe it's a month or two.
Right, and that's what we tell at our at the report of findings that we do, that all our new patients, we ask that they come to a nutrition cafe class because it's another way that they can change their lives. And we tell all our new patients that and ask them when they want to sign up for the next class, which class they'd like to sign up for. So we do that with all our new patients as well.
Yeah, exactly. So because in, like, my office as well as yours, you get some of your patients coming in are chiropractic patients. And then they have a way now of understanding that, hey, this office does more than chiropractic. You know, we have a way of educating people about how to change their life and really transform their health. You know, not just them, but their family. So getting them to a nutrition cafe, someone who enters in as a chiropractic patient, this expands your office. In other words, so let's say, for example, you may have gotten $3,000 for a chiropractic case. Now you can get, you know, obviously that patient turned over into a nutrition program for $2,300. Not to mention there's residual income with the nutrition programs.
Right, you know, you can easily, and everything else.
Absolutely. I mean, you can easily start doing $30,000, $40,000 in supplement sales once you start getting enough residual people on supplements. So from a business standpoint, guys, you know, right now we have only been talking about doing this type of healthcare center from a look, you're not going to get people well, and that's really should be, you know, our first objective. But honestly, though, if you can't survive, and I believe in my heart, to be honest with you, where insurance is going in this country, we need can be cash practices. My nutrition business is 100% cash. Jen, I'm sure yours is as well.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's, matter of fact, in my office, it's more than half of my practice, and that is all cash. And people are willing to pay. You know, they will never squabble at $2,000-$3,000 when it comes to seeing a test that shows them that they're dying. It's much harder, unfortunately, to get them to understand the benefit of chiropractic in relation to their health, or you show them an estrogen ratio test that shows them that they're in danger for cancer. You know, so it's very easy to close these, and we close 100% of them. I can't say that about chiropractic, but putting the two right together is the healthcare center of the future. So anyways, Jennifer, so we anything else about the Nutrition Cafe you want to share?
After both of our classes that we do right now, we've created in Google Documents, we've created a document for a survey. So after that class, we send out a survey. And on that, you know, it says, did you know that we can help people with this, 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 and this?
Reiterate
some of the different things that we've talked about in our classes. Did you know that we also do these different testing that maybe we didn't talk about in the class? So just asking them different questions, also asking them to review the class, you know, and
oh my gosh,
and
that's
that
brilliant
kind of stuff, and then getting that back. So
yeah,
that's
brilliant. I knew I'd learn something. Warren, I hope you're taking notes on that. That's absolutely brilliant, you know. That really is, because, you know, and there's something I learned from Warren, and hopefully we'll be able to bring Warren in on some of this marketing stuff, is he's an expert in social networking, and he teaches that at our seminar. And matter of fact, we'll get there. But, you know, getting in contact with people today on Facebook, medias, YouTube, et cetera, you know, obviously, you know, this network that we have that is so different than when I grew up, obviously, you know, is key, man. And that is the way to stay connected with your patients. So that is absolutely brilliant. Now, we got to start doing that ourselves. But
it makes a big difference.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's move on to some of the partnering stuff that you did. You know, I really, in my practice, didn't do a lot of that. I partnered with Dennis. You know, we do a lot of amalgam work in our practice. And, of course, we do have a lot of, you know, partnerships with Dennis, but it seems like you've gone beyond that, obviously, and you're really successful at it. So share that a little more in detail with us there.
Right. Dentists are key to partner with. We're in the process of finding different ones in our area as well, but also the counselors and the therapists, it's important to partner with them because, like I mentioned earlier, the people that they're seeing are really sick, and they're usually at the bottom. You know, they've hit about rock bottom, and they need help. And the counselors and the therapists can help them emotionally, but there's a lot of stuff that they can't do with the detoxing and that kind of stuff. And these people are really toxic. Just the tests that we've gotten back on the people that we've helped with partnering, the counselors are amazed and the therapists are amazed at the tests that we're able to do and at the results that they're getting there. And then it's like an aha moment where they're like, oh, it does make sense.
Yeah.
So partnering with them is important.
How are you finding them? In other words, that would be my first question, you know, because I'm not doing that, you know. I mean, I get some of that just, you know, because a patient will come in, but how did you find them?
Some of them were patients before, chiropractically, and seeing results that way. And then, you know, they've told other people, and some of our patients have told their counselors or their therapists as well about us, or, you know, just talking with patients about it and just saying, you know, listen, if you want us to be able to help more people feel better, you know, because there's a lot of people that were feeling the way you were feeling before, just pass our name on or our card on to your therapist or counselor and have them get in touch with us.
Yeah, you know what's so frustrating to me? You know, it's, again, you know, being sick, you know, I can go back even to when I was sick, and I held on to my philosophy. I knew there was a cause. I mean, I slipped into some severe depression, anxiety. Obviously, the only diagnosis I was given was, you know, you're out of your mind. Here's a psychotropic drug is my only treatment option. You know,
right.
And I didn't do it. There's probably times maybe I should have, but I didn't. You know, and it was, but most patients don't have the inrooted philosophy that I had. Or a wife like mine that was really strong. But anyways, you know, there is always a reason why. You know, it's like, it's so frustrating. And, you know, and as we just, you know, we talked a little bit about mercury. Man, mercury is so linked to our depression. And now we're hearing how lead, you know, in hyperactivity and ADD and obsessive compulsive in adults. And that's just been on CNN. You know, now they're talking about plastics. And now I just heard yesterday on the radio, they're finally talking about the, you know, vitamin D deficiency as far as mood changes. And what they said was there is an 11, you have 11 times, if you have low vitamin D, under 30, you know, under 35 was the number that they used in the study, that it increased your depression or your mood 11 times, meaning the 11 times more likelihood of having mood disorders or problems or something associated with this, you know, psychology, 11 times. You know, something wow. so simple as vitamin D, but then we ask ourselves, you know, most of these neurotoxic patients have severe vitamin D deficiencies, you know? So, again, a test that everybody should be running.
Let me stop you for 1 second. If you guys don't have time to read through all the research, as I don't on a daily basis, that's another reason that you need to get to the seminar, because Dr. Pompa stays current on all of this stuff, so you don't have to constantly dig for it, and you can hear it from him and get that information. So sorry for interrupting, but I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get passionate about the subject just because I know we can help. So partnering with these people, to go back to it, it's just a no-brainer, man, because we offer a solution to the cause, and a true solution, too, not just, again, running symptoms. You know, we're not just throwing more vitamins at it. You know, I always say that, look, you know, there's a handful of vitamins that are causing disease today. I spoke of vitamin D. That is one of what I think three or four vitamins, but most of which, the degenerative conditions today, are caused by inflammation, oxidative stress, and we really teach that at the seminar. There is a 10th paradigm right now in medicine that is being defined, and it is about inflammation. And y'all, if you don't understand it as a doctor, man, you are not going to transform lives, because you have to understand the cause of why your patients are coming in with all these aches and pains and all these disorders, and they think it's their bed, they think it's this, or digestive orders, and they're taking probiotic, and they're on the next digestive enzyme. Man, it goes beyond the next probiotic and digestive enzyme. You have to eliminate the cause. You've got to understand the reason why so many people right. are stuck in this inflammation oxidative stress cycle, and that's what we teach, and we offer the answer there. But anyway, okay, let's talk about social networking, because I heard you say it, and Warren teaches it. You came back from the seminar in February, and you immediately applied what Warren taught about Facebook. And Warren at the next seminar is going to go over, you know, Warren can share, I don't know how many friends I have, you know what I'm saying, but I've got thousands of friends on Facebook, and I get so many of my patients, and I treat people from all over the world, so I've opened up my practice, not just to my community, obviously I treat people from all over the, you know, all over the continent here and, you know, all over the planet, but Facebook is really the reason why. So tell us about what you did.
Right. With Facebook, just taking what I learned at the seminar, like you had mentioned, and just applying it. After the February seminar, I came back and started, you know, our friend page and fan page for our business, and just posting on there every day. So people know that you're the expert in this field, that you know this information, and that you're constantly trying to get them information. Even though people don't necessarily always comment on the links, it's not that they're not reading it. Because I've had different people post on my page, thanks for posting this. I know people don't always post, but we are reading it, you know, and different people are saying. So making sure that you're posting. We always post about our classes. Make sure you sign up for our classes. And people sign up online, you know, say, hey, put me on your list for this class. Or they call in and say, we want to come to this class, because we always talk about, you know, losing weight and seeing results, lose that fat that won't come back, using these key terms that Warren's taught us to use. Mm-hmm. And then converting from a sugar burner to a fat burner. So making sure that you're always staying current and up to date on Facebook, and at least posting at least 5 times a week if you can.
Yeah, I know. You know, my wife does even a lot of that. You know, women love to socialize on Facebook. You know, I don't. You know, but someone in your office needs to just, you know, be in charge of taking that, you know, 5-10 minutes a day, you know, in updating it. And I, you know, I tell them sometimes what to say or what to do. I comment, but I do it through them. So I know a lot of you out there are saying, well, I don't have time. No, you don't have, you can't afford not to be in this network today. It is the network of the future, and it has become a critical part. Matter of fact, I would, you know, the majority of my patients now are coming from social networking. And matter of fact, when you combine that with a nutrition cafe, now you're bringing social networking right into your practice. And it's
right.
It's critical. Video is another one that we teach, you know, how to do it, how to set up your, you know, website like that. So Warren, maybe, you know, and Jen, you all can share a little bit.
Yeah, I'll ask her some questions. Do you do events? Do you create an event for your nutrition cafes?
You know, I haven't done that yet. We haven't needed to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, another thing you could do, I mean, another step, and we did go over this at the seminar, if you, you know, go and create an event for that, you can invite your current patient base and then email them through the event once they register or through just the invite. So whoever you invite to the webinar, not to the webinar, whoever you invite to the seminar or the nutrition cafe, you can email them through the event page that you just created and invited them to. And then if you, there's a section on there as message guests, and you can select all when you go to do that. And you can say, hey, invite all your friends who you know who need to be at this nutrition cafe. So now they can invite them to the event. And now that's bringing new people that may not even be your Facebook friends to your event. And now they have a chance of becoming your friend from your local community for the nutrition cafe event. And then they obviously that would expand your opportunity to find a new client or a new patient.
You know, I just pulled a study that from Newsweek that said the time people spent online in 2000 was 2.7 hours a week, and in 2010 they're spending 18 hours a week online. So that's why it's so important to do this stuff.
People are using
the internet more than ever before.
Yeah, Facebook's considered its own country at this point. It's the I think it's the third largest viewed website next to Google and MSM or Google and Yahoo. It's the third largest country on the internet. So if you're not doing it, guys, you need to be doing it. And if there are people who are old-time marketers, old-time chiropractors saying you just need to do, you know, some of the old-time marketing and get out there and do spinal screening, I would like them to come to our office and to Dr. Jen's office and show them the thousands of individuals that I pulled in through Facebook, which is a lot nicer to sitting in your, you know, comfort your own home having a cup of coffee than trying to convince somebody they need a spinal screening.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's dinosaur marketing. You know, the future is social networking. But, Warren, I know just, you know, and again, you were the expert on it, but, you know, I hear you say there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. You know, that's what you teach at the seminar, I know. But I think that I was skeptical in the beginning. Warren, you know I was. I kind of made fun of it because I just didn't understand. I'm old school, you know. I'm a generation different than y'all, and so it was a lot harder for me. But I've seen it now, and I'm probably the biggest proponent of it just because I've seen it happen in my practice. I've seen it transform my practice into, you know, a community transformer, into a planet transformer. And now I have access to these people. I mean, every day, guys, I get people from, you know, just all these countries, you know, just one after another, that are just dialed into our videos, dialed into what we're doing. And now, you know, with this type of practice, you know, you have a way of accessing it. If you're just doing chiropractic, then you're subject to your 5-mile radius. You know, with nutrition, I have people, number one, drive hours. But number two, you know, at least 80 or 90% of what I do now is all just phone consults. And, we, you know, we train you on how to do that. So it really broadens your horizons. It is the practice of the future. That is definitely the marketing of the future. Warren, anything else, or Jen, on that subject?
Well, to prove a point, you know, many of the doctors even on this call tonight heard about us through the Facebook ads.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so if it can work for you as a clinician, or no different than a patient, if I can access you, I can access a patient, and it gives me an ability to just access your community. And you can do specific ads that only go within a 50-mile radius, 25-mile radius of a certain large city in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up with Dr. Jen, I know that you don't even live in a large community, and you have a thriving practice that you're growing out of. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is. That is correct. And this, the nutrition information has helped us immensely. And just, I feel confident in it now. You know, whereas before, I didn't necessarily know. People would ask me about different supplements, and I knew a little bit, but not the knowledge that I have now compared to what I had before. So it's definitely changed our office.
I just wanted to point, you know, piggyback on what she said there, because there's so many people on the phone that are like, man, I'd love to expand into this, but you know, you don't have to be an expert on herbology. Matter of fact, Systemic Formulas is one of the companies that we like. You know, we use, I don't know, maybe three or four different companies, guys, but they're great because you can't, they're about bringing people back to a center. They're bringing people back to homeostasis, you know, so it's, you can't hurt people with those formulas. Also, what you said, Jen, too, is like, look, you know, she didn't know much at all. But however, with the testing that we do, you know, what you learn at the seminar, man, you are light years. Just one seminar, you are light years ahead of these people who have been doing vitamins, herbs, nutrition for years, because most of what they're doing, you know, is really not addressing the cause. You don't even want to know it. You know, that's what I always say. You just leave that stuff at home. You know, nutritionists, you know, they're so caught up in their mindset, just like an MD. You know, they literally have to be broken back down, you know. So what we're teaching is something new. So I you know, come in with nothing, and you're going to come home being ahead of those people who have been doing it for years.
Right. And then even the burst training. You know, we do a class on that, and we charge $10 a person on that, and all of our patients that have been to it, and even their friends, there's a lot of people that come to burst training first because people want to learn how to work out or exercise and do that stuff. And that's something that you can just look on Dr. Pompa's website and look at the burst training video with Dr. Pompa and Marilee, his wife, and learn how to do that there. And at our burst training classes, too, we give a sample of a product. We do handouts with the packet, you know, with a packet, and so people can read through it and understand why it works and how it works, because you're working, I was working out less now than I ever have before. You know, I've trained for a lot of different things, and now working out less and seeing more results than I've ever seen.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's a principle I love to teach, because it's about intensity. You know, right before this call, I went to the gym. I was there 25 minutes, you know, and it's about fatiguing the muscle, bringing it to fatigue, and, you know, and then that's when your growth hormone, you know, shoots up. Burst training, just watch the video. I won't get into it, but, it, you know, for weight loss, most people are doing the wrong type of exercise. They're doing endurance type of training, which actually lowers growth hormone and testosterone, works against them, not for them. And again, you know, when you bring information that's completely opposite of what people are hearing on their television, you know, it's like people are interested, you know, and it's one of those subjects, again, you know, in a nutrition cafe that just packs them out, you know, and then you start talking about the other things that you do, you know, guys, it will transform your practice, no doubt about it.
Right. And then at that class, too, make them do the exercise, talk about how it's 80% diet, 20% exercise, and promote your nutrition cafe class. And then also while they're doing the exercise, check their posture while they're doing it and talk about chiropractic, you know, while they're doing the exercises, showing them, okay, you know, your pelvis needs to be here or you need to be doing this way, your knees can't go over your toe, you know, doing that kind of stuff and just showing them that the different changes that they need to make, and they appreciate that so much too. So that's another easy way of talking about bringing it back to chiropractic, bringing it back to nutrition, and they're going to be sore too, and they see results just after one class.
You know what, Jennifer, you brought up something in the beginning of this call, and I think we're going to do it, as a matter of fact, is you said, gosh, you know, when I went to Dr. Fernandez, his nutrition cafe, I came back and did it immediately, and it added it to my practice. You said, Dr. Pompa, why don't we, you know, at the next one, offer a breakout and actually show them and do a nutrition cafe. And we're going to do that. So those of you on the line, those doctors who have been to our seminars and the new ones, yeah, the next seminar we are going to offer, whether it's Dr. Jennifer or Dr. Fernandez, we're going to offer a nutrition cafe. You're going to come to it. Because it is a massive practice builder. And, you know, in the old chiropractic days, it wasn't. And our testing is so unique. Our, you know, everything that we do has such a unique flair. That, I think that's why it works so well, especially when you combine it with social networking. So, but anyway, so we're going to actually do a nutrition cafe upon Dr. Jennifer Shoup's advice. So I'm excited for that. But I know, because I think it's important, because Dr. Fernandez, he came to my nutrition cafe, went immediately back to Florida and did it, and it transformed the practice. And then you said to me, I went to Dr. Fernandez's nutrition cafe and immediately came home and did it, right?
Right. Yeah, it was a week and a half later, and we had the class filled. Because people, like I said, they're looking for this information. And so once you learn how to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah. I think like one of the things that I know in ours is that you have a lot of people who start to come to the cafe, and we always show people the puzzle, how chiropractic fits in, our approach, the testing that we do. In some of your patients, you know, it may take even like two or three classes, and then all of a sudden they get it, man. It's like they start to put it together and go, oh, man, I see what you guys are doing, you know, and you're always going to convert them to a patient one way or another. You know, it's really neat.
And as you said, I have people that come back to the class and pay for the class time upon time and for the same information. You know, there may be a couple different things that I change up, but not many. And they come back to the same class because they want to hear it again.
Well, I think you have been, you know, Dr. Fernandez, you, and I think even Tunis the Hunt, you know, there's a few of them out there that have just been super successful with these nutrition cafes and really jump-starting and transforming their whole practice, but even jump-starting their nutrition program. So, I think it's really smart to offer that at the next seminar, and we will. But anyways, what else? You know, anything else you'd like to share, Jennifer?
I guess a couple things. Our office has changed with increased revenue from nutrition, but also chiropractic. You know, and obviously it's going to be small at first, but it's increased. And for us, it's not about the money. We're helping people. You know, we're the experts on this stuff. And that's the most important stuff. And people are getting excited, and they know it's true, and they see results. That's the biggest thing, because for me, I had to test it with myself and my family. So for me, many of you guys adjusting, you know how demanding it is on your body. You go to work. For me, I went to work. I had to come home at lunch, take a nap, get back up, go back to work, adjust people, and then come home and sit on the couch for the rest of the night because I was so tired. I was energy deprived. And like many of you guys, you're probably feeling the same. You get burnt out, especially when you're hearing complaints all the time, every single day. And so just changing that and changing it for me first and seeing the results that I see, that's how I am. I like to change stuff for me, know that it works, and then I can recommend it to my patients, my family, my staff. There's been so many results that we've seen about this stuff, and that's why we're able to help these people at a much deeper level now after the seminars. So I would highly recommend getting to these seminars because you're going to see these results. And even if it's not that you don't want to bring it back to your patients, even though you will eventually, but bringing it back for you and your family first, it's imperative that you need to get to the seminar and learn this information. That's the biggest thing. And the changes now, I mean, I have a huge garden. I need to go out and when I get home, I have to work in the garden, you know, and I love doing it. But before, I wasn't able to. I was tired. I was crabby, you know, don't talk to me. I talked to people all day long. I didn't want to talk to anybody else. And now it's completely changed my life. And so I'm sure many of you, if you've been to the seminars before, you know it's changed your lives as well. And for those of you new, it's going to change your life.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and, you know, I know we all do. It's so many of the people that come into our seminar end up there because they've had health challenges themselves, and it starts there. You're absolutely right. I mean, obviously all of us on the phone right now, Warren, and, you know, myself and you, you know, we've all been through our own battle. So, you know, but that's how we speak passionately. You know, it's through, you know, it is through the pain that you gain the purpose. And, you know, you have to be broken, you know, to feed the multitudes, and that's biblical. And I had to be broken, you know, to be able to transform the lives, not just in my practice, but even to have the authority to be before you doctors with the chain, you know, with the information I have, you know. And Jen, that's what I hear coming out of you as well. You know, it's like you had to go through your process, but hopefully some of you on the phone don't have to go through what we went through, and you can just gain the information. Yeah. But, you know, if I didn't get sick, I wouldn't have been forced perhaps to, you know, really redefine a practice and the way we think about a practice and, you know, transforming a health center. But I believe in my heart, you know, I know that we have, you know, really unique things. Getting people well boils down to fixing the cell. For years, we've understood it as chiropractors from a neurological, you know, perspective. One of the things I teach at the seminar, and, you know, it's worth saying in this, and we'll wrap up, but, there's so much out there in the science that really supports what we do that chiropractors have no idea. When I started reading the literature and I really dug down and had to understand the cell because I had to get myself well, and I knew I was malfunctioning at the cellular level. And in the research, there's something called NMDA, N-methyl D-aspartate, and it is the most excitatory type of neuron that just happens to be most abundantly in the brain and upper spinal cord. And when we get these severe misalignments, especially in the upper cervical spine, it stimulates these receptors. These receptors, it just so happens that they feed into a vicious cycle of oxidative stress and inflammation. And a lot of our patients, you know, really will never get well, even if we're addressing chemical subluxation or toxicity, because they have these misalignments that are driving these NMDA receptors that are driving the inflammation. You know, and it's like, and people don't know this. You know, we are the first group to talk about this relationship of subluxation, chronic subluxation, and inflammation. And we're talking about, you know, the answer to the diseases that are making so many people sick today. It's an epidemic. Man, if you just came and just learned that right there, it'll transform, it'll transform the way you think about what you do as a chiropractor. Matter of fact, Warren, you can testify, when Warren was sick, he had to be adjusted every day, and it would give him this temporary release, this temporary almost normalcy. However, he was getting adjusted three times a day, and it's because that temporary adjustment off of those NMDA receptors would just give him that downregulation of this cycle. And Warren, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah, I couldn't function without it. I mean, if I get in a stressful situation, I'd subluxate immediately. My body couldn't adapt to the stress, and then I would just be dysfunctional. And then sometimes you'd have to set me down and say, Warren, you need to get adjusted. But you turn my power on, you know, 3 to 4 times a day. I get adjusted once a week, once every 2 weeks now.
But yeah, but the difference is you wouldn't have got well if you didn't obviously address both. And but anyways, you know, I want to point that out because I do get passionate. I know we have some answers, and I really believe in my heart that God has brought this to the chiropractors because of our philosophy that we hold. But just kind of understanding and learning the science that's really out there that supports what we do, and as, you know, relieving the cause of really a modern day epidemic. That excites me the most. I wouldn't be doing it otherwise, you know, and Jen, I know you wouldn't, and I gained that just from that little bit of time I spent with you. You know, you have to be doing the real thing. You know, we have to offer the real thing, real solutions, or, you know, it doesn't interest people, you know, like Dr. Jen Shoup otherwise, and it doesn't interest me either. So, you know what, Jen, I really do appreciate your time. The doctors coming back from the seminar really have requested more things on this. I learned things that you're doing that we need to do, and I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate your time, and I know that you're doing a new event, and maybe real fast we could just kind of share that event. Warren, Jen, do you want to share that?
Yeah.
Because I know this is something really cool too.
Absolutely. September 18th, we're having Dr. Pompa come to our town to share the message and get it out to the number of people that we know it needs to reach. And I wouldn't be doing it if this stuff didn't work. And so we're just inviting people to come. We're having it at a very large church, and we've already started promoting it. Our patients are so excited. We have people that already are signed up for it, even though we haven't created the event online yet. But that will be coming very soon, as soon as we get the flyers up online, and just promoting it to the people and just getting it out there. And not only does it bring people to our town from our town, but it's the whole surrounding area that people are coming to learn about this information, because we're the experts on it.
Okay, one thing I was going to say is that when Dan and I first joined Dan's practice, Dr. Pompa's practice, he was doing a similar type of seminar, and him and I just sat down. You know, I come from a business background, and we're like, man, how can we make this easier, easier on the office and flood our office with new patients? And we came up with this concept of the detoxification and weight loss seminars, 21st century detoxification and weight loss. And we have a lot of coined language that we use, such as why you can't lose weight, it may not be your fault, and just different marketing terms that we share at the seminar. And when we did those, we used to do them every quarter. We grew the practice Every summer I would jump our practice to 100 to 150 patient visits a week post the follow-up, using some of the free health screening day and some of the other processes. That we actually give you a DVD on how we do that at the seminar when you join the seminar. So our weight loss seminars are huge. Now she's going to do that. Jen, you're expecting, what, 200 to 300 people?
At least.
Yeah.
At least. And we have people coming from hours away, like 2 to 5 hours away, to see and to hear about this information because they know it's going to help them.
Yeah, yeah. And we used to market. We'd get 200 or 300 people at ours as well. And we did. I would do radio ads. Matter of fact, I did that one in Minnesota. I cut a 30-second. It ended up to be a minute radio ad. And Warren, they had more hits on that ad than any ad they did. Isn't that right?
Yep. They have a little keyword that you have to type in at their website. Type in detox, and that keyword, of all the other keywords they've ever put on the radio line over the air, this one had the most keywords ever.
I love doing that. And look, I can't come to everyone's town, you know what I'm saying, and do the seminar. You know, we're doing Dr. Jen, just, you know, she's obviously blowing it up, but we want to, you know, teach other doctors like Dr. Jen to do it, and we can, you know, help each other. You know, because we know this works, you know, and it does. It blows a practice up very quickly. So we want to duplicate what we've done here out there, then she can start helping us. And really, the purpose of this whole thing, guys, is we want to come together as a group that are doing this unique type of practice. I can't do it without you all. It's a mission and a purpose that I've been on. You know, again, I came here not by choice. I always say that. I came through my own sickness and battle, but here we are. And like I said, we can come together and we can be powerful as a unit. And I know there's a lot of coaching programs out there. There's a lot of, you know, different things out there. But I know that we come from a unique place. It's not going to be anything you've heard before. If you want to learn more about the seminar, I believe, Warren, there's an interview I did it. If you're saying, gosh, you know, what is some of the information that he teaches? Didn't we do some type of audio or something they can download and hear more about the seminar?
Yeah, just in case we don't have people that are online right now. Right now I'm on our website, which is real easy to get. It's just Pompa, which is Dr. Pompa's first name, P-O-M-P-A, seminars, seminars.com. And if you do /detox, www.pompaseminars.com/detox, there's a call there. I'll just type it in right now for those of you that are actually on the webinar portion of this call. The player seems to be down. I'll have to get Amy to put that up. But if you're experiencing difficulties with the player, please click here. If you click here, there's a great call, and it's going to start playing. I had to stop that. And another thing you can do as well, there's another another call that you did, Dr. Pompa, that was really highly sought after. And what I did is I gave that away to individuals who signed up for our mailing list to hear about our upcoming seminars, other free trainings, and things that we do. So if they would just type in right here on there to subscribe, they'll get, after they type their email in, they'll get an autoresponder email giving them another audio different, which is another teaching audio. And then the detox one talks a little more about the seminar. And also on our website, pompaseminars.com, we have a lot of testimonies about the seminar. I go over here to testimonies, and there's, you know, 15, 20 video testimonies. You can see them all here. And more if you go to the next field. There's 3 pages of testimonies, verbal and audio and written. So those are lots of ways you can find out about the seminar. But really, guys, it's a no-brainer to come to the seminar. And, you know, one of the objections is the new economy, but, you know, it's 90% employment. A lot of the chiropractors that we coach with and talk to, practices are exploding in a quote-unquote down economy. People that had expendable income still have the same amount of expendable income. They still have the same jobs that they had. No one's losing their jobs. Their stocks might be down, their home value might be down, but they still have the same amount of expendable income, and they're signing up for programs. And the people that you want to market to are the ones that we market to, the ones that have the money to do this. And there's a lot of people in America. We're a very wealthy nation. You just need the strategies, and you need to think outside the box and do some of the things like Dr. Jen Shoup is doing. And because sometimes money is an objection, it really, guys, it shouldn't be. It's a state of mind. If you have the right state, you can you can make a massive difference in your practice. But what Dr. Pompa and I decided is I'm a negotiator. I love negotiating. I negotiated the hotel room rate down at the seminar from $129 to $99 a night. And what I decided to do, for those of you who want to take action right away, and I believe that's a lot of the individuals on the call like to take action, I have a call to action for you. If you register within till Friday till midnight for the seminar, and I know a lot of you want to do that, if you type in the coupon "Grow My Practice," we'll give you $99, which is a free night of your hotel. So that first night you stay at the hotel on Friday, you get that for free. So we want to do that for you. The pre-registration price is $795. It goes up to $995 after August 31st, I believe. You can find the information on our website, and that's where you can register. But it will knock that price down another $99 from the $795. So essentially $300 off. Guys, and we just want to do that for you. That's what we need to do, and we hope you appreciate that.
The purpose of this call wasn't even that, you know, but we need people to come to the seminar. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The purpose of the call was really, like you said, we had a request for some of these other topics. And just so you look at the schedule, because we have the stuff on dentistry, the dental stuff, which was huge at our last seminar, and we are now teamed up with a dentist who is our expert in that area. I'm the expert on detoxification, you know, in this area, but we got so many questions about alternatives for root canals and crowns and bridges, and we're going to answer a lot of those questions, and I'll go over some of the material that we do. But anyways, these are really continuing education from the seminar, and it's also a way, you know, we have to have a way to, you know, bring it to other doctors, else we're all dead in the water. And we want to expand our base, guys. You know, the seminar business is not a great business, I can tell you, but if you have a passion and a mission and a purpose, it's the only business that brings it out there, because we got to expand our base of doctors. We do. But anyways, take advantage of that. I hope you do. And Dr. Jennifer, thank you again. And I know you'll be on the next call. When is the next call, Warren? When is the next webinar?
The next call is with an MD, MBA, Dr. Fernandez, the one who blew up the Nutrition Cafe after he was at our office. Yeah. And it is on Thursday, August 5th at 9 p.m. The next one after that is with integrating herbology in your practice. And Dr. Tips, he used to work with you and back in the day and bring 10 to 20,000 residual income into your clinic, your Monroeville clinic, and that's August 12th. And then Thursday, August 19th is with Dr. Tracy, who's a registered dietitian nutritionist. And then Dr. McMillan, who you spoke of, who is a true purist when it comes to natural dentistry and holistic dentistry. He does nothing that would put his patient at harm. He truly believes in first do no harm, and that's August 26th at 9 p.m. And we're going to show you there how to joint venture with these doctors, because many of your patients need a lot of the treatments that these holistic dentists provide.
Well, I can't wait for all of those. I'm sure I'll learn as well. But okay, thank you very much, folks, for your time.
Yeah, have a great evening, everyone. Good night.